यमुना तीरावनाचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय 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 प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter 14, entitled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Text number is 28. Hasanti yasya charitam hi दुर्भगा स्वात्मन रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर् वस्त्र माल्याभरणा अनुलेपनैः स्वाभोजनम् स्वात्मा अतयोपलालितम् हसन्ति यस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः स्वात्मन् रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपनैः स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयो पलालितम् हसन्ति यस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः स्वात्मन् रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपनैः स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम् हसन्ति यस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः स्वात्मन् रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपनैः स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम् चरितं सुदुर्भगा स्वात्मन् रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपनैः स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम् हसन्ति यस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः स्वात्मन् रतस्या विदुषः समीहितम् यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपने स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम् सन्ति यस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः विदुषा समीहितम् वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपने भोजनम स्वागतय फलालितम। माताजी हसन्ति अस्याचरितं हि दुर्भगाः स्वात्मन् रतस्यासुन्दिशं समाहितम्। यैर्वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपने स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम्। वस्त्रमाल्याभरणानुलेपने स्वभोजनं स्वात्मतयोपलालितम्। हसन्ति लाफ एट यस्य हूज आचरितम् एक्टिविटी He certainly, durbhagah, the unfortunate, swatman, in the self, ratasya, of one engaged, avidushah, not knowing, samihitam, his purpose, yaihi, by whom, vastra, clothing, malya, garlands, abharana, ornaments, anu, such luxuries, lepanaihi, with ointments, swabhojanam, eatable by the dogs, swabhojanam, swatmataya, as if the self, upalalitam, fondled. The translation and purport by Abhay Charna Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Kija. The translation, unfortunate foolish persons not knowing that he is engaged in his own self, laugh at him. Such foolish persons engage in maintaining the body which is eatable by dogs, with dresses, ornaments, garlands, and ointments. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Shiva never accepts any luxurious dresses or garland, ornament, or ointment. But those who are addicted to the decoration of the body, which is finally eatable by dogs, very luxuriously maintain it as the self, such persons do not understand Lord Shiva, but they approach him for luxurious material comforts. There are two kinds of devotees of Lord Shiva. One class is the gross materialists, seeking only bodily comforts from Lord Shiva. And the other class desires to become one with him. They are mostly impersonalists and prefer to chant, Shivoham, I am Shiva. Or, after liberation, I shall become one with Lord Shiva. In other words, the karmis and jnanis are generally devotees of Lord Shiva. But they do not properly understand his real purpose in life. Sometimes so-called devotees of Lord Shiva imitate him in using poisonous intoxicants. Lord Shiva once swallowed an ocean of poison, and thus his throat became blue. The imitation Shivas try to follow him by indulging in poisons, and thus they are ruined. The real purpose of Lord Shiva is to serve the soul of the soul, Lord Krishna. He desires that all luxurious articles, such as nice garments, garlands, ornaments, and cosmetics, be given to Lord Krishna only, because Krishna is the real enjoyer. He refuses to accept such luxurious items himself because they are only meant for Krishna. However, since they do not know this purpose of Lord Shiva, foolish persons either laugh at him or profitlessly try to imitate him.
Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Bowing down to all the great devotees of Rukmini Dwarkadish, such as Savas Prabhu and all the Prabhupada disciples, all the great devotees who are present, all the great Matajis, and remembering Lord Shiva. Especially today's verse is basically talking about Lord Shiva. So please, I beg for your mercy, and I'm a little sick, so if you could give me the blessings, my thank you. Okay, I received mercy from Maharaj. So today what we're reading is how Lord Shiva is avadhut, and he's very difficult to understand, and he lives in a very inconceivable manner. And this verse is being spoken by Kashyap. Kashyap Muni is telling his wife Diti, because Diti has been afflicted by lust, and she wants to satisfy her lust at any cost. And as it is said that lust is the strongest impulse. Kama turanam na bhayam na lajja. When lust attacks, it's very hard to counteract unless and until one is very nicely trained in that subject matter, how to control the senses. But amongst all the impulses, the impulse of lust is the strongest. And Diti, when being attacked by the lust, she approaches her husband, Kashyapa. And Kashyapa is giving a nice instruction that, you know, Shiva is going to go, so just control yourself for a little bit. But Diti is having a difficulty. So these are the instructions given by a very prominent husband for the betterment of the wife. Wife is supposed to learn from the instructions and follow the instructions of the husband. The husband is supposed to be Haryatmana. Sri Prabhupada gives a beautiful understanding that husband has to be completely devoted to the spiritual master. He has to be completely Haryatmana, means whose whole existence has been dedicated to, for the service of Lord Shri Hari. When the husband is Haryatmana, then the wife who is serving such a husband, she also becomes as good as Mother Lakshmi. Then many a times we say that, oh, this couple is like Lakshmi Narayan, because the husband is completely engaged in Narayan service and wife is serving such a husband. Now the instructions has been given by the Kashyapa, the husband. Diti is having difficulty in accepting the instruction. Srila Prabhupada mentions very beautifully that what maximum can a guru do for the disciple? The guru can tell what is right thing to do, what is wrong to do. Guru cannot do it, or Guru cannot force the disciple, cannot hold the neck of the disciple and say that, hey, this is, you know, bad, don't eat, and this is good, so I'm going to force you. As it is said that you can compel a horse to the river, but you cannot compel the horse to drink the water. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that ideal spiritual master can only impart the good instructions. And it is the duty of the disciple to take those instructions with complete surrendered attitude and to abide, to be obedient to the instructions of the spiritual master. And in this case, the husband is giving the nice instruction and Diti should abide by the instruction. If she should just hold onto the impulse, then, you know, there will be a lot of auspiciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentions that if we control the senses, then the fruit of obedience to the spiritual master is in the form of devotional service. The fruit is the ripened Krishna consciousness if we abide to the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful analogy that the husband is considered like intelligence. Within our body, the husband is considered as intelligence. The mind is represented by wife. And the senses are like children. The senses are always going to be naughty, like the children. They always want to, you know, whenever you are walking with a child in the market, the child sees a toy, he starts jumping. I want it right now. I want it. He smells the fresh samosas being fried. He immediately gets hyper. I need those samosas right now. Otherwise, I'm going to sit down and start making a scene. I'm going to cry. So, our senses are like children. And the children can be tamed only by the mother. And the mother is the mind. Like Srila Prabhupada one time was teaching and he said, he showed his hand and he said, you see the five fingers, they are like the five senses. Shrotram, Chakshu, Sparshanam cha, Rasanam, Ghranam eva cha, Adishthaya manaschaiva, Vishyanupasevate. Srila Prabhupada says that just like these five fingers, they unite at the palm. They are connected to the palm. Similarly, the five senses, the ears, eyes, nose, tongue, and the touch, the skin, sense of touch, they all unite in the mind. So the mind is the leader of the senses. If the mind is controlled, if the mind is tamed, and if the mind is under the proper direction of the intelligence, then the senses are automatically controlled. Just like the child is making a lot of nuisance, but if the mother is in control, just by her eyes, she can tell the child that this is not a good time to make a scene. Let's go home. I will feed you. And when the mother takes the child home, she feeds even better foodstuffs. Because outside foodstuffs are just meant for profit making. Like the outside people, they don't care about your health. The same child, when comes home, the mother will cook nice samosas and feed the child. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that just like the mind is the leader of the senses, the same way wife or the woman, she represents the mind, and she should control the children, and she should train the children, make them Krishna conscious. And that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that mother is the first guru of everyone. Even Vyasadeva mentions that mother is like 100 times having more qualities of compassion and being the spiritual master, being the best teacher for every child. You know, recently we celebrated Mother's Day, so we can understand how much important it is to have the ladies that are perfectly trained up in Krishna consciousness. Because every person you see has come into this world just because of a lady. Everybody, whoever you see, nobody can say that, no, I was given birth, you know, independent of a mother. Nobody can say that my father gave birth to me. It's not possible. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the intelligence, now the mind should be under the intelligence. Intelligence is the one that distinguishes what is right, what is wrong. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that if the intelligence is invested in spiritual knowledge, then such intelligence is the most potent. So the husband who is surrendered to Krishna, who is surrendered to the spiritual master, who is reading the spiritual, you know, different subject matter, that husband has that intelligence, and that husband can control such a nice family. He can lead such a nice family. So Srila Prabhupada gives such example. Not that wives are independent. Now, like nowadays culture is like, we all want to be independent. Not just that woman, but men also want to be independent. We don't need a guru. We don't need any superior. We don't need any old people around me. You know, I just want to enjoy. I'm young. You know, that's the nature of this world. Because nobody wants to be dependent, either spiritually or materially. So that's the main problem where everything starts to break down. Just like the wives, if they are independent of the husband, then they will not succeed either spiritually or materially. There's one time, one person called the police station and he said that, I have to report a credit card fraud. And the person asked that, okay, we're writing down your details. Since when this is happening? The person said it's happening since the month of January. And the person said that it's happening since January, but this is already May. Why are you telling, you know, so late? So he said that because I have been tracking and looks like the thief has been spending less than my wife. So I let it be. So the police from the side, he asked, okay, so what made you report at least in this month of May? Then he said that now I'm watching in the month of May, the expenses have increased so much. Looks like the thief's wife has gotten my credit card now. So that's why I'm in stress. Otherwise, I don't mind if the thief is doing all this. So sometimes, you know, these funny things happen that we become very shopaholic and we want to gain more and more and more from the material energy, and we lose the track how much we're spending, how much we're trying to accumulate things. And this nature is predominantly found in ladies, in women. Because the stri, the very word stri means vistar, means expansion. So when a woman, whenever a woman comes, you know, she can expand. That means she can give birth to very nice children. You know, in that sense she can expand the family. Or there is a tendency to buy a lot. A lot of saris, a lot of shoes, a lot of sandals, a lot of bangles, so many things. And this is not just that because I am saying, we find this in Ramayana and Mahabharata also. In Ramayana, that when Lord Ramachandra is traveling in the forest and he is speaking, you know, he is traveling, that time he finds that Mother Sita should take some instruction from Anusuya. who is the wife of the Rishi Atri. So Ramachandra says that, hey Sita, go and learn something from Anusuya. She is the most chaste lady. She is the best lady. So, and she is very, very experienced. So learn from her something. When Mother Sita goes and humbly serves Anusuya Mata, and after a long service, you know, women become really good friends very easily because they both like to talk. So they share everything. You know, my husband is like this, your husband is like this. Oh, so how do you do this? How do you do that? And everything they share. They become the best friends in no time. And Lord Ramachandra is wondering, how did they become such a great friends in no time? And then Mother Anusuya, she gives a lot of saris to Sita. She gives like a big pile of saris, a big pile of different jewelry items, a lot of things. And Ramachandra is thinking that I am, you know, on exile. You know, I am living like a hermit. I've been put to exile for 14 years. Now, how will we take all these saris? So, Lord Ramachandra says to Mother Sita that, hey Sita, tell Mother Anusuya thank you, but take only one or two. Because anyways, we are living like, you know, vanaprasthas, so we don't need that much. But Mother Sita says, we are living like foresters only for 14 years. After 14 years, I need all these saris. So, Ramachandra is in stress. How to carry all this? And, you know, for so many years now. So, Mother Sita says, you don't have to worry. Lakshman, are you okay carrying all this? Then, what is Lakshman going to say? He said that, yes, Mother, whatever you want, I'll carry. So, such a nice incident is also there in Ramayana. And Srila Prabhupada mentions how Grihastashram is very beautiful when the husband and wife, they work in harmony, when they are together, when they are helping each other in Krishna consciousness, and with that, they both will progress. And they both will return back home, back to Godhead. And especially Lord Shiva's Grihastashram, if we see. When Lord Shiva was supposed to be married to Mother Parvati, when Lord Shiva came with all the associates on the marriage day, he brought big barat. Big barat. Like he came with a lot of big decorations, a lot of drums, a lot of, you know, different musical instruments. And as soon as the friends of Parvati, they saw this big, gigantic procession, they all started screaming and running. And then Mother Parvati asked, what is going on? Why are you, everybody's running away? Then all the friends started saying, have you seen that all his associates, all the people in that big procession, they're all ghosts. They're hobgoblins. Somebody is missing a hand, somebody is missing the head. So we're all scared. So we see that this is how Lord Shiva and then Parvati, when they get married, how Mother Parvati is completely submissive and obedient. Lord Shiva is giving instructions to Mother Parvati. In Srimad Bhagavatam we see how nicely he is giving so many beautiful instructions to Mother Parvati. And he is telling that Aradhananam hi sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanaparam Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva, he describes that among all different kinds of worships, the worship to Lord Vishnu is the supreme, is the ultimate. And even superior to that is when the Tadiyanam, when the devotees of Lord Vishnu are worshipped. So Lord Shiva is such a transcendental character, it's very difficult to understand. And that's why we find that Lord Shiva is, even though Vaishnavanam yatha shambho, amongst all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. He is the highest. Then why does he appear so completely out of place? Lord Shiva has a special character that we have to understand. Because Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, they are very, very identical. Srila Prabhupada mentions Lord Shiva is almost like Lord Vishnu, almost Supreme Bhagavan. But he is not. He is as good as, very identical to Lord Vishnu. But Lord Shiva's character is so transcendental that in Brahma Vaivarta Puran it is mentioned that in the past all the devotees used to wear Urdhva Pundrik Tilak. Because Lord Shiva used to wear Vaishnav Tilak like this, like we use Urdhva Pundra. And whenever there used to be fights between demons and demigods, they're fighting. And then Lord Vishnu was, prayed that, oh please Lord Vishnu, please save us from this fight, from these demons. So Lord Vishnu, whenever he would send the Sudarshan Chakra, the Sudarshan Chakra would go and come back to Lord Vishnu and say that, I don't know whom to kill because everybody is wearing Vaishnav Tilak. Everybody is devotee. I cannot kill your devotees. So that time, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, they had a special meeting, behind closed doors. And Lord Vishnu said to Lord Shiva that, hey, I understand you are my param bhakta. You are my most powerful devotee. But somehow we have to remove this confusion of Tilak. So what should be done? So Lord Shiva said, whatever you desire. From today, I will wear Tripundra Tilak. So Lord Shiva uses Tripundra. And because he started wearing that, all his followers also started following that. And most of the times, because Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, very easily pleased, all the demons like to follow Lord Shiva. Because he is very easily pleased. He very easily gives any benediction. So the foolish men, like in today's purport, the foolish people, unfortunate, foolish persons, not knowing that he is engaged in his own self, they laugh at him. Such foolish persons engage in maintaining the body, which is eatable by dogs, with dress, ornaments, garlands, and ointments. So such foolish people, they only want to approach Lord Shiva for the purpose of getting sense gratification from him. Even though he is the topmost of Vaishnava, they can ask him for pure devotional service. But such foolish people, they only try to take advantage of Lord Shiva in such manner. So we should not follow the example of such people. Rather, we should follow the example of the great Vaishnavas like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when came to New York, he was living in one of the most filthiest neighborhoods in entire America called Bavaria. That place was so filthy that later on when the disciples of Prabhupada asked Srila Prabhupada, what made you stay at such a filthy place? Srila Prabhupada said that, why not? Because Lord Shiva also sometimes lives in crematorium. Sometimes he chases the ghosts and the people who are completely immersed in the mode of ignorance. If Lord Shiva is ready to go through so much of hardships, he is ready to do so much just to deliver the most fallen, then what I did is not that much. So Srila Prabhupada also followed the example, the great example like Lord Shiva. And we should take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and understand Srila Prabhupada's character. And then we can also understand Lord Shiva's character. And then we can also try to understand Lord Krishna's character. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? We can. Rabindranath Prabhu.
Yeah. You mentioned about Sita Devi getting a lot of saris in the forest. Is that from the Valmiki Ramayana or is that from a different Ramayana?
No, no, it's in Valmiki Ramayana. And there is beautiful lines of verses where Mother Anusuya is describing Mother Sita. What are the characteristics of chastity? How a lady should behave by which she would gain the piety of chastity. And she explains how the greatest virtue for a woman and the easiest path for a lady to transcend all the material modes is to just be chaste. And by increasing the power of chastity, the woman can increase a lot of spiritual power. Just like we also see in Mahabharata, Gandhari, she just put the blindfold because her husband was blind. So she decided that I don't want to be, you know, looking. So she also put the blindfold. And just by that one action, she gained so much power that she, like whoever she would see when the blindfold was removed, he would become as powerful as thunderbolt. So such things we can see from the scriptures. Amongst the five most chaste ladies, one of them is Anusuya. That's why Lord Ramachandra wanted Mother Sita to learn from her.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful class. Thank you. Okay. I hear some statement, you know, sometimes some women in Grihastha ashram, they think, you know, why should I serve my husband? He's not so much qualified. So what will be your suggestion and good word to that lady? You know, in Kali Yuga, maybe you are not completely, you know, Grihastha ashram is not so much, maybe devotees are not so much advanced.
There was one young couple that came to Srila Prabhupada, and the lady had the same type of question that you have. She was saying that Prabhupada, he wakes up later than me. I go to Mangalarti, but he is sleeping. So, and you say that I should follow the husband. So Srila Prabhupada says that, because Srila Prabhupada knew the husband very well, so Srila Prabhupada said that when he wakes up, he does this, this, this. So instead of focusing on the negative quality of the husband, you should focus on his positive aspects. And Srila Prabhupada further explains that in this material world, there is man and woman. Is that concept is only in the material world. Actually, in the material world, everybody is trying to be a man. That the man is trying to be man, meaning the man is supposed to be enjoyer. So in the material world, women are trying to be man, and men are definitely thinking that, oh, we are so powerful, you know, we have such a big ego. Male ego. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this tendency in the material world is not only to be found in women or men. Like basically this material world is designed for all the souls who have the tendency that I am the enjoyer. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the spiritual world everybody thinks that I am the Prakriti. And only one male is there, that is Krishna. And he is Purusha, that means he is the enjoyer. So such tendency should be inculcated in our consciousness. So in the material world, even though sometimes the wife thinks that the husband is useless or the husband thinks my wife is useless, ultimate aim is to follow the spiritual master, follow the principles given by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has given the nice instructions in each and every page of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all his books. So that's the main basis. And then we have to help each other. husband helps the wife helps the husband. Ultimately, like Srila Prabhupada says, that the goal is not to become a grihastha. The goal is not to be a brahmachari. The goal is not to be a sannyasi also. Because even a sannyasi thinks that I am the great sannyasi, he is just going to remain a sannyasi in the material world and keep, you know, being old and getting, you know, kicked by Maya. Ultimately, this material world is to just give up and go back to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, only one person can go back to Krishna. And that person is the one who thinks that I am only servant of the servant. Gopi Bharatur Padakamali or Das, Das, Dasanu Das. So that is the only one person who goes back. Not as brahmachari, not sannyasi, like Mahaprabhu says, nor vanaprastha, nor sannyasi, anybody. So that's the main thing to understand. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.